Lord, we come into your presence. And we know that you want to heal us, to remove that part of us that doubts you, to remove that part of us that has been hurt by you. But it's faith in you that brings us here. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You have the words of healing, of liberation. You have the word of inner peace. Lord, as we look to you, we ask you to show to these women those areas in their life that need redemption. Those areas in their lives that are seedbeds for fear. And we know, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us, Lord, to have confidence. We pray together, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Saint Joseph, please be seated, ladies, for a minute. You know, the Lord wants you to have freedom. And so we gather before our Lord and we ask him, Lord, I want to have freedom in my life. But this freedom is relational. It's God heals you to draw you into him. Ladies, you're not just here for yourself. You are here to pray, to intercede for all of the women present, asking our Lord to heal each of you in the manner that God wants. Because to heal in the manner that God wants is more powerful and life-giving than to heal from what you think you need healed from. And so our Lord looks at us with love. He calls us to love, but he also heals us in love. And that's the intimacy that we want with the Blessed Sacrament. Lord, I want that confidence. I want that faith. And this is what God wants to give. The scriptures say something easy. It says, in Matthew's gospel, it says, Jesus proclaims, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden many things from the wise and learned, but to the childlike you have revealed them. To children, God reveals his intimacies. He shows you who you are. Ladies, you're called to be children before God our Father. Regardless of your prodigal son and being a prodigal daughter, what the Lord wants for you is that he may reveal himself to you. So is this time of healing? Yes. Is it a time of an encounter with the church? Yes. But above all, is it a moment of God? Absolutely. It's a moment of God. It's a moment of God. It's a moment of God for you. So throughout the time, ask you to focus on the Blessed Sacrament. And simply, please, just don't come up anytime. Come up when God calls you. You can come up the middle aisle and kneel, face the Blessed Sacrament if you need to sit and pray. Always keep your eyes on the Blessed Sacrament. Do not lower your head. Look up at God. Look up at God. And allow God to speak to your heart. All right? Don't close your eyes. When a person is loved and they are looked at, they shouldn't close their eyes. You should have your eyes open, receiving the love of your beloved. So there'll be some catchers to help us. Like I said, they'll cover you just out of your own protection, your own modesty, and also to continue the ministry that God has put into my heart. Because wherever there is healing, Satan is sure to be here. Wherever there's something of God, Satan is not far. So we're going to have a song. The ladies are going to sing. And then after that song, I'll start to pray over folks. But just stay in your seats till this song. Let's offer this song to our Lord. And invite our Lord in this moment of grace into our hearts.